Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is. Oh, it's just not going to work at all. Never accept a dare from Mark Walsh. Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is Leslie Kaminoff, and you may know me as the co-author of the international bestseller, Yoga Anatomy. But I'm also the co-founder of yogaanatomy.net. Now, that's a platform we built 11 years ago where we offer online courses and in-depth anatomy modules that support teachers, teacher trainings, and students all over the world. So that's why we are thrilled to be sponsoring all the incredible sessions here on the Yoga Channel, including my own. And if you feel a connection with the way I teach, I have some great news for you. We are extending scholarships to all members of the Embodiment Conference. And you can find that scholarship info and links to yogaanatomy.net in the description for this presentation and in the show notes. In the meantime, enjoy your body, enjoy your breath, and enjoy your conference. And I'll see you online.
Welcome everyone. We're going to have Lorraine Taylor presenting the roots of feminine yoga. Lorraine is a yoga teacher with many years of study and practice in different traditions, particularly in Tantra and yoga. Currently, she's very inspired by somatic-based practices and trauma-informed yoga. At the moment, she's offering online classes, as everything is online, and has training courses coming up. So without further ado, I will hand you over. And you have, if any questions, please put them in the Q&A box and Lorraine will help get to them at the end. Okay, thanks for coming and enjoy the presentation.
Thank you. Thank you, welcome. Welcome everybody to this amazing conference, which I'm really enjoying to watch. Absolutely, all the different, you know, aspects of embodiment. It's been so nourishing for me to take part. So I'd love to just offer to you how I see, or how I embody the beauty of the practices of yoga and how they've changed my life, how they've helped enrich and really, yeah, so many benefits to these practices. So I've called this the roots of feminine yoga because I found that quite often yoga is quite, it can be quite dry. It's been passed down most of the time by the masculine. And I felt as a woman that I was, I could understand the teachings in a different way, had a more, womanly body to move, and there were things that inspired me. There are things that opened my heart in particular, you know. So I just, over the years, over the 30 years that I've been exploring yoga, I've come into making it my own and my own expression, as we're all unique beings on this path. So this is what I've discovered and what I have hopefully embodied so I can share that with you today. So just looking at the word yoga, it means union. And so we are uniting. Yeah, we're coming together, we're connecting. It's not about avoiding or dissociating, which is quite often our problem. And we've been learning about this in the trauma side of things with the amazing teachers, you know, Gabor Maté and Richard Schwartz, and all talking about how we dissociate and how we avoid looking at ourselves. And yoga is the opposite. So we're coming into feeling and sensing and connecting and really uniting with life, with each other, with nature, with all the different beings, the creatures, the elements, the air, the earth, you know, with our bodies. And this to me is what makes life rich and what feels really nourishing. So I'd love to talk about that in this presentation, about how we're all made out of the elements, the five elements, and the different levels of our being, like the physical body. We also have an energetic body. We have a mind, emotional body. And we have the deeper wisdom and the more subtle levels within us. So how do we understand all of this through yoga? So this is what I'm going to be sharing. And we'll be moving and breathing. And at any stage in the practice, if you feel uncomfortable, if you don't want to close your eyes, if I've said close your eyes, if you don't want to stretch, really just take in your own power, your own knowing, and not doing anything that doesn't feel right. Yeah, if you want to sit down, sit down. If you want to lie down, lie down. If you need to stand up and stretch, do so. Okay, just to honor ourselves first and foremost. So let's take a deep breath in and exhale. Just allowing that sound to come out naturally. No need to make a special sound. No need to make any sound if it doesn't want to come. Yeah, deep breath in if you want to. Exhale. Good. One more. Just seeing how much you can relax as you sit here. Just maybe closing the eyes or keeping them a little bit open and just seeing what's going on for you right now in this moment. I'm just seeing if there's any thoughts going through the mind or any emotions maybe in the body, sensations. And just start to breathe. Feel the breath coming in through the nostrils. Feel, if you can, the breath coming through all the little hairs in the nostrils. Like, how finely can you perceive this quality of the air and the breath? Feeling it coming into the lungs and the lungs moving, expanding, deflating, you know? That movement, that dance of the lungs inside. And you can either stay with your eyes closed or you can open them. I just want to talk a little bit about relationship. And so for millions of years, our nervous systems have been tuned deep into a relationship with the earth, with nature, with each other, with the planet, with all the creatures, with the elements. And over time we've become more and more dissociated, more and more removed from this natural way of living, lighting fires, sitting under the stars at night, you know. We've come into concrete boxes and up 30 floors with artificial lighting, and, you know, our mode of working is faster and faster and faster, and coffee and all of this. So we've kind of removed, well, we haven't kind of removed, we have removed ourselves from really listening and tuning into our nervous systems and what nourishes us on a deep level. And I heard a talk, really beautiful talk by this man called David Abram, who was saying something I really resonated with. He said, you know, now we're turning to our partner or our lover or our husband or even our children, and wanting that nourishment from them. Yeah, wanting to be met by them, wanting to be fulfilled by them, just them. And they have the same nervous system, you know, the same human nervous system as we do. And we really need to get back to nature, because we need to be nourished by like a spider's web or a dragonfly or the breeze moving through the trees, you know, like feeling the delight of these simple pleasures. They're so important. And I know now there's been recognition with like the healing power of forest bathing in Japan, or earthing, like just literally taking your shoes and socks off and getting on the earth with your feet, and how that reduces inflammation, reduces cortisol, reduces stress. Like, it is essential for us to do this. We are part of nature, we're not separate. So yoga is about coming back to this recognition and remembering and really uniting. So we're going to start with the element of earth. And I'm going to relate this to the different levels in yoga. The different levels within us are called pancha maya kosha, which means the five layers. And the first layer, or the first level, is the most gross, the most dense. It is in yoga the physical body. So I thought it's a really beautiful way to bring these together, the earth and the physical body. So we'll be working with the koshas and the elements together. And so with the earth element is this like solid, dense, secure, stable quality of earth that is nourishing, it's vital, it's strong, it's grounding. So what's beautiful is when we can feel that inside of us, because we're made of earth. So let's just start to come back to like this beautiful breath, just a very simple, natural breath, but starting to feel the healing power of touch. Yeah. Just starting to touch your arms in this really comforting way, if you can. And coming down to the hands and fingers, and just looking at the hands like, wow, how many things have these hands done? How many stories have been written? How many poems? How many, you know, like, meals have been made with these hands. How much they've done, just honoring these hands. Feeling them, really connecting to them. Feeling the skin and feeling how the skin holds all of this blood, the bones, the organs, you know, without the skin, it'd be a mess. So the skin gives us our shape and makes us into this body, this physical body. Yeah, so just massaging yourself, whatever it feels right to. You can come into the belly. The belly loves to be massaged. So if you haven't just eaten a big meal, then it's really such a gift to feel the hands tenderly going in. Feeling every little movement, every massage in that soft area. Soften the belly as much as you can. Feel the physical body just for a moment. Don't pay attention to any of the thoughts. If they come, that's fine. But really, let's pour all of our attention into feeling this body and marveling at the body. It's like, whoa, my legs. My knees, all the way down into the soles of the feet. The feet, you can massage the feet if you want to, if it feels right. Like, how many miles of the feet walked and ran and stood directly on this earth. Mm. Just take a moment, wherever you are right now, put your feet on the earth. Feel the connection to this incredible planet that we are on. Just for a moment, remember that we are this on this sphere that's floating in space, pulsating with energy, telluric energy. And we're going to see if we can widen the toes and also open the pores of the feet and allow that energy, this beautiful energy from Mother Earth, to enter. And even if you don't feel it, just look for it. Look for it and use your breath to breathe it in and up into the body. And as you're doing that, I'd love to read a poem. I love poetry. When time pulls life apart, hold your own. When everything is fluid and nothing can be known with any certainty, hold your own. Hold it till you feel it there, as dark and dense and wet as earth, as vast and bright and sweet as air. When all there is knowing that you feel what you are feeling, hold your own. And so, what are you feeling? What can you feel in your feet, in your body, in your breath? I'm just saying a thank you to the element of earth and this physical body. Now move on to the element of water and the level that we'll be working with is Pranamaya Kosha, which is the energetic body. And so the qualities of water flowing and fluid, also creativity is coming from the water element. This ability to flow, this ability to move and undulate. So we'll just start slowly to undulate our body. You can be sitting up, you can be lying down, you can be standing. I want you to keep focusing on those sensations in the body and really now start to see how we can embody, how we can become the water. The water is inside of us. It's in the blood, it's in the fluids inside the body. It's outside of us in the oceans, in the lakes, in the rivers. And so we are feeling and expressing the element of water. Feeling that flow. Really, if you can, enjoy. Yeah, see if you can remember being like stretched out in the ocean, floating. And the freedom, maybe, that was felt. Come more into Pranamaya Kosha, the energetic body. Start to breathe. The breath is prana. We're starting to breathe more deeply into the body. The energetic body is made of thousands of rivers, rivers of energy called nadis and chakras, which are energy centers where these rivers all meet. So breathing, when we breathe more deeply, then we can start to feel our energetic body. We start to come alive. So come alive. Really feel the breath going deep inside, and now start to also move the tongue in the mouth. Yeah, feel the wetness inside of the mouth, feel the water in there. Relax the jaw. Just one more minute of feeling the fluidity. You can stretch, you can move as much as you want or as little as you want. Tuning into the subtle vibrations of the energetic body as much as you can. And let's just stop the movement, come into a place of stillness. Take a deep breath in. Exhale out. And just start to look inside again at those subtle vibrations of pranamaya kosha. The energetic body, vibrations, sensations, pulsation, maybe warmth, maybe heat. And I'll just read a beautiful poem by the mystic poetess Mirabai as we sit here feeling and sensing our energetic body as much as we can. On my travels, I spent time with a great yogi. Once he said to me, he said, "Become so still that you can hear the blood flowing through your veins. Become so still that you can hear the blood flowing through your veins." That night, as I sat quiet, I seemed on the verge of entering a world inside that is so vast. I know it is the source of all of us. So just feeling the blood flowing through your veins, which is helping us to refine our senses, our perception. And marvel at this incredible human creature that we are. Saying thank you to the water element and to pranamaya kosha, the energetic body. As we move into the fire element. Fire element and the manomaya kosha, the mental and emotional body. We're going to combine the two just for this class. So the element of fire, powerful, strong, dynamic, transformational, determined, courageous, inner strength, all these qualities relate to the fire. And we've seen the wild fires blowing through California. We've seen how it can just totally wipe out everything in its path. And how the taste of those cinders can, the smoke and the ghosts from the trees and the insects and the creatures are all inhaled into us. You can even feel it in the back of the throat if you've been in a place where there's been a huge fire. Turns everything to ash and we breathe that in. Yeah, our bodies are made of fire. There's our digestive fire inside. There's fire in the foods that we eat. There is fire in every cell. So we're welcoming this element of fire, not into our bodies because it's already in us, but we're discovering it, we're recognizing it. So what we can do is just start to become a little bit more like dynamic. Yeah, start to use the breath a little bit more, deep breath in and exhale. Let's see if you can stick your tongue out, deep breath in. Yeah, just letting everything go. Deep breath in. And start to shake the body. So you can be sitting, you can be standing up. We want to get some dynamic movement. Being free, being wild. Yeah. I love that word, wild. Yeah. How much can you let go of like containing yourself? How much does it feel safe to let go? Really tune in. Shaking, 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 standing up, dancing if you want to. Just one more minute of shaking, feeling the heat, feeling the fire inside. Whoa, I'm boiling. I'm in Thailand, so it's very hot. And stopping, feeling the aliveness inside. The aliveness, the heat. And a beautiful quality of fire is passion. So let's really connect to that quality of passion, such a beautiful thing to have in our life. Yeah, and it's not just relating to sexuality. Passion is like passion for life, passion for food, passion for everything. So how does that feel? Can you bring that in, that quality of passion? I really love to ask people if you can feel passion, what does it feel like? Can you connect to it right now in this moment? Maybe you want to express it through the body. Maybe it just like when you feel it, it moves the body naturally. Maybe not. Maybe it just you remain still. Everything is welcome. Everything is valid. Everything is perfect here. How does passion feel? I'm just reading the poem for you from Rumi. That says, with passion, pray. With passion, make love. With passion, eat and drink and dance and play. Why look like a dead fish in this ocean of God? So what are you passionate about in your life? Let's bring that in. Let's breathe that in. Breathe it into your body. What are you passionate about? Why are you here? What is it you're here for? Breathe that into every cell with this dynamic force of the breath. And just see how the cells respond to that passionate embrace within. We're becoming more and more alive through our practice. more vibrant. I say thank you to the element of fire, to the emotions, and to the mind. Just seeing if there's any thoughts that have been arising or are arising now in this moment when we were tuning into the qualities of fire, the movement of shaking. Dynamic movement can bring up thoughts, emotions, resistance. And what to do when we feel difficult thoughts or difficult feelings. What we normally do is we go and we drink or we eat or we go on Facebook or we distract ourselves. But in yoga, we see if we can just open, if we can just be with that feeling. Yeah. Don't have to do anything. We don't have to accept it. We don't have to love it. We just have to meet it. Welcome to everything that's inside of us. You are welcome to be here. You are part of me. So we say thank you to Manomaya Kosha, the mental and emotional body, for being part of us. And to the element of fire. We move now to the element and Vijnanamaya Kosha, the wisdom body, I like to call it. You can also call it like the higher mind. So not the normal thoughts that were around in the head, but the insights and the revelations and those moments of, oh my God, I get it. Yeah. The wisdom that comes from the heart. So let's focus on the heart. There's a really beautiful Sufi meditation called Blowing on the Embers of the Heart. That I'd love to invite you into. So breathing nice and delicious breath into the heart center, breathing through the nostrils into the heart center. Feel like the breath is like caressing the heart. This is such a beautiful and intimate way of meditating and also doing pranayama. Yeah, beautiful, more natural, feminine way of really enjoying these practices and making them more powerful and more tangible and more real. So we're breathing into our heart, and as we do that, as the breath caresses the heart lights up like it's the remaining wood from a fire. You know, when the fire gets really, really low and you blow and the wood lights up. That is ember. That word is called ember. So this Sufi meditation, blowing on the embers of the heart, is we're breathing into our own inner ember inside. We're starting to feel the residue of the fire and how the air, the element of air, stokes our internal fire, our internal flame. Gentle. See if you can feel the beauty of the breath, the beauty of the air element, which is super nourishing. Again, sitting or lying down. See if you can relax all the muscles of the face, the arms, the hands, the fingers. They don't need to be holding on to tension. You're just becoming soft, softer and softer. Feeling the heart warm, glowing red. Maybe you're visual and you want to visualize the ember lighting up every time you breathe on it. Maybe you're more kinesthetic and you are feeling the warmth. And just for one more minute of this, as I read this beautiful poem by D. Antoinette Foy. And she says, breathe deeply until sweet air extinguishes the burn of fear in your lungs. And then every breath is a beautiful refusal to realize that you're anything less than infinite. Breathe deeply until sweet air extinguishes the burn of fear in your lungs. And then every breath is a beautiful refusal to realize that you're anything less than infinite. If you can feel, you feel that, maybe you don't, or I can't connect to my heart. So if, as best as you can, please bring in this compassion for yourself. This compassion for the inner struggle, this compassion for pieces within us that we can't fully connect to. But they will open over time if we keep looking in, if we keep tenderizing our hearts with our own breath. Maybe it brings tears, maybe joy, just recognizing what is arising in this moment as we are working with such a tender and beautiful space with the heart, which is our place of wisdom. And what may come when we energize the heart, Anahata Chakra, is we may start to have deeper insights, deeper seeings, revelations, as we connect to our higher mind. So just for one more minute, just observing what we feel, what we sense. What is arising now? Breath in, exhale. Say thank you to that gives us life. The soul moves through the leaves on the trees and sustains us, gives us life. Thank you, Michelle. Body maids have moved to our most subtle element, the element of space, which is Anandamaya Kosha, or what the Ananda translates to actually is bliss. And so we're coming into a more quiet space, being deeply perceptive. We can lie down. Actually, I think it's a good idea to lie down, or you can stay sitting. But come to a position where you can just go, oh, yeah. And totally relax. I'm going to read an ancient text. This is a Vedic interpretation of the Vijnana Bhairava Tantra. By Lauren Rush. On the floor, just stretch the arms out, and then just let them relax. This entire universe has permeated the area of your body. Your feet, your face, out of divine awareness, out beyond the farther reaches of space. Know this and dissolve into peace. Know this and dissolve into bliss. Becoming quieter and quieter. Looking inside. The quality of bliss. Our ability to dissolve the
Hi all, I'm afraid Lorraine is just having a few difficulties with her internet. I'm aware that you're all probably deep in your own meditative practice, but hopefully we will regain connection with her shortly.
Just one more minute. Let me know when it comes back on.
Hi all, so I hope you're enjoying Lorraine's practice. I see a few people have said how we can imagine what she might be saying. That's a lovely idea, Lily. We still have a few moments to go. So take your time, connect with your breath. Hopefully we'll get Lorraine on back in a few minutes so we can get a few questions if we'd like, but please take your rest. And we have Lorraine back now. Perfect.
So that was the element of space, which was amazingly timed with the connection. I think the power of us all going into the space element was the issue. So let's come back now into our bodies and really ground. Yeah, breathe into every cell and feel yourself here in this body. In yoga, they're teaching about the five bodies, the five different levels. Well, we're coming back into our physical body, honoring that physical body. And at the same time, we know we are not just the physical body. As we've been on a journey through the different layers, the energetic body, the mental emotional body, the wisdom body, the subtle body of bliss. And the elements that we're made of, the earth, the water, the fire, the air, the ether, is all inside of us. It's inside of everything that we see and we taste and we touch. So just take a few deep breaths to really honor all of this, which is really a miracle how we are here. In these different forms and these different shapes. And let's just place our hands and our heart and say thank you for this beautiful remembrance of who we are. As sometimes we can just forget and get into our stressful lives and our dramas. So doing this practice every day really helps us to appreciate and to remember and to commune with life in this beautiful way. So I hope that's been beneficial for you in some way. Yeah, thank you for joining me. And I think it's time for some questions. So if you have any questions, I'll let Tess take over.
Lovely. Thank you, Lorraine. That was a really beautiful meditative practice. And even when we lost you for a minute, people were imagining what you might be saying and still feeling very connected. So that was still really good to see. So thank you everyone for joining our session. If you want to see more of the yoga channel, you can find it on the Facebook page where Natalie will add the link now. If you want to see more channels as opposed to just yoga, you can think about purchasing the conference, and it's 50% off if you buy the conference whilst it's ongoing, so up until Sunday the 25th. So thank you to Leslie Kamenoff for being able to have the yoga channel in the first place. Okay, great. So if anyone also wants to join a coffee break session after this, where you can chat to other participants, you can join that from the link in the chat as well. And I think that's about everything covered. So I'll go to our first question. that someone is here. So Lily has just asked, she's looking at your wonderful courses on your website, and what time zone are you currently located in? Your style is soothing. I would love to participate live. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually in Thailand. Yeah, it's my home. So in Thailand, but doing a 10-hour course, online course that you can buy no matter where you are, anywhere in the world, of course, it's online. And that is a self-paced, self-study 10-hour course where we go through all of the elements and do self-care practices and the feminine breath, which is a feminine approach to pranayama. So that's available soon. That's coming up. You can check the website. The release date is next month. So just let us know about that. And there is actually a 50-hour training that's coming up called the Roots of Feminine Yoga. And that's a 5-week program where we go through all the elements in a deeper way. We do voice work, we do poetry, we do yoga nidra. There's Uma Dinsmore Tully is going to be leading the yoga nidras, and a beautiful musician and songstress and yogini called Dominique Zuniga. So I'm joined by two guest teachers as well. And so that's a 50-hour registered with Yoga Alliance for their continuing education program. And if you're in Thailand, for those of you that are in Thailand, we'll be doing an in-person training 25 hours in November as well. So that's all November, and you can check for the exact dates on my website. Yeah.
Beautiful. If anyone has any other questions, please add them in the Q&A box. Lorraine, can I ask you what would be your top embodiment tip?
To feel. To feel and to bring the senses alive. Yeah, to refine the senses by like being in nature more and breathing and looking and feeling and touching and really like immersing yourself in nature. It is part of us. It's essential for our health, for our well-being, and for our embodiment. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. I'll give it a second to see if anyone else has any other questions. I really enjoyed the heart, opening of the heart meditation. The caressing of the heart is really beautiful. Are there any other, or what would be your go-to area when you are looking for a self-soothing practice? Is there a certain part in the body that you target first, or how do you work?
Yeah, that's a good question, because in trauma, I've recently had trauma coming up, as I think a lot of, I think 2020 is the year for trauma coming up. So as the, you know, this can be scary, but it's natural, and it's good that actually it starts to be seen and we start to do something about it. So I learned a lot, like just simple things like holding the back of the head. Yeah, it's very soothing for the nervous system and to self-regulate. So the power of touch is amazing. If you have a partner and you can just be held or spooned by your partner, like that is super, super soothing. But if you don't, like me, you're alone with your cat and the cat doesn't want to cuddle you anymore, and then get your hand behind your head. This hand either on your heart or on your belly, and just slowly like curl up, you know, in a fetal position on your bed. Get loads of pillows and bolsters and just breathe and welcome. See if you can welcome and have lots of like compassion and love as much as you can. I know sometimes it's hard, but just really meeting as much as we can with this compassion, this love for everything that is arising is so powerful. Yeah, it's been my recent discovery.
Amazing, thank you. Well, if everyone, if we, I think we're quiet in the chat just now. I think everyone is super zen after that beautiful session. So easing themselves out of it, I'd say. So yeah, thank you so much for your time, Lorraine. And yeah, it was really lovely. So hope everyone enjoys the rest of the conference. And yes, hopefully we'll join again soon, some other way. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me.